Salvation Army band.
Bob Fisher?
Who wants to know?
I'm Roy Hobbs, hey, new right fielder.
My what?
Right here.
Scotty Carson sent you here?
That's right.
Must be nuts. What do they find these guys, Red?
Did you ever play organized ball in your life? I just got back in the game.
What does that mean?
I used to play in high school.
Excuse me?
I used to play in high school.
Freddy used to play in high school. That's nice. Scotty Carson signs him up. The judge okays the deal. Ain't talked to me yet. I got that in my deal for as long as I live. They gotta talk to me.
They got a contract.
I want to see it. Oh, come on, Hicko! $500 they give this guy to play with us. This ain't legal.
Is Carson your chief scout?
Yeah, so what if he
said he had the authority to sign it.
Yeah, well, he don't have.
Let me talk to you just a minute. He has, Pop. You said so yourself, if you ever found anybody decent.
I know, Red, but look at this guy. We don't need no middle-aged rookies.
Well, we sure need somebody.
Hey, fella. All right, you come at a bad time. Like Red says, Scotty Carson seen something in you. Go find Dr. Dizzy and suit up.
Of course, the rest is history. May 11th, 1984, as we bring anyone 80s Throwback Thursday, The Natural hit the theaters. The budget was $28 million. It grossed over $50 million. Directed by Barry Levinson. Based on the book, The Natural. Starring Robert Redford, Robert Duvall, Glenn Close, Kim Basinger, and Wilford Brimley.
Yeah.
The Natural. A young Roy Hobbs in 1910 Nebraska learns to play the game of baseball, Slick Hawk, from his father. His father, of course, passes away in a fatal heart attack. Near an oak tree. Of course, you know what happens with the oak tree. It falls down. Later, as lightning strikes that tree, splintering it.
Yeah.
A young Roy Hobbs makes a baseball bat from that wood.
Wonder Boy.
Burning a lightning bolt and the name?
Wonder Boy.
Into the barrel. At 19 years old, a Roy Hobbs heads to Chicago for a tryout with the Chicago Cubs. He leaves behind his girlfriend at the time.
That was a mistake.
But en route, Hobbs is shot. Right? Was he shot?
Yeah, he was shot. He was shot. That's right. Yeah.
He was shot.
Well, serial killer.
And disappears. 16 years later, 1939, he signs as a rookie with the New York Knights. Struggling ball club, sitting in last place. Wilford Brimley plays manager Pop Fisher. Doesn't believe in him. But his assistant coach does. Bench coach. He believes in him. Gives him a chance. And Roy Hobbs turns into the best player in Major League Baseball. Now another rookie tonight.
I love what you've done here. I like the symmetry.
Two of them.
Two of them, yeah.
Not aging, but young. One will walk on to the field and will jog out to left field, where myself and Slick and 14 other thousand, we're in the vaccinated section, so we can stand and do whatever we want.
Yeah, we just pack them on in.
We'll stand and give a standing ovation to number 10, batting leadoff. We don't know if he's hitting leadoff yet. Jared Kelnick will make his debut tonight. And heading on to the mound will be a tall, sexy drink of water at a Stetson University. Their nickname? The Mad Hatters, right?
The Hatters.
The Hatters.
Stetson Hatters.
Logan Gilbert, with his flowing locks, looking like Mitch from Dazed and Confused, will make his Major League debut tonight.
So cool.
And maybe. Maybe. Is this the beginning? Of baseball relevancy in this town? Does the future start tonight?
This is...
5 1/3 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 5 strikeouts. Kelnick,
3 for 4.
2 for 4.
2 for 4.
Ooh, with a double and a run scored.
All right. As the Mariners lose 5-3 to the Indians.
We have put a lot of faith
maybe
in what's
pressure.
About to debut tonight.
Yeah.
Because the future of this organization, of whether or not the plan developed, cultured, nurtured by Jerry DePoto and his staff begins tonight. It doesn't matter what they've done in the past. It matters what they do tonight. The Jerry DePoto era begins tonight.
It really does.
At 7 o'clock.
Because, I mean,
is this year 4? 5?
I'd be year 5. 4 or 5, yeah.
But whether or not Jerry DePoto is successful as a general manager and leading a baseball operations department starts tonight at 7:10 p.m. at T-Mobile Park.
Yeah.
Because this is what it's all come to.
Year 5.
Is whether or not his idea and his vision to basically suck for a few years to get to, and then all the trades he's pulled off. It starts tonight.
And this is the biggest piece. This is the biggest one. This is what...
This is it.
This is what resets the whole thing.
Kyle Lewis was the appetizer.
Right.
And would have been it sooner, but he got hurt. But this, yeah. Lewis was the appetizer, and I think so far, Lewis, it's been a success with Kyle Lewis.
Right. But the acquisition of Jared Kelnick.
Yes.
You know, Robinson Cano, offloading him and that money, that was the sign of the changeover of the old regime.
He has
and
been
able to get Jared Kelnick in that deal. I mean, that is a coup for, if it all works out, that's a coup. And that's what you're building around right there. That's the piece.
Mets fans have been crying in their beer since this trade. He has been compared to a young Bryce Harper clone. We'll see.
But
it starts tonight. If Jerry DePoto has a job in the next 2 years, it will be based on the success of this team starting tonight.
Yeah.
With these two. And then George Kirby.
Yep.
Hancock.
Yep.
Who's the other shortstop kid?
Noel
Marte. Julio Rodriguez. Cal Raleigh. Mm. This is it.
And then
for
whatever
his sake,
free agents.
For his sake, you would like to see what he has done and the hard work he's put in pay off, and not someone else who comes in. But starts tonight.
Well, you'd definitely like to see him, you know, make a few all-star games. That'd be nice.
A new era of Mariners baseball begins tonight. And I think, despite them being a game under 500, despite charging you 50 extra cents for a hot dog, I think tonight is pretty damn exciting.
Yeah, it is. It's exciting. It's important. It's something that we haven't had this in a long time.
And can I tell you what I'm looking forward to most, and why I'll get down, make sure I get down there. We're in our seats before it happens.
Yeah.
Because I think one of the coolest moments in baseball to me, and I made a point of this last year two years ago with Felix. I think that they're, especially for a big game, and tonight I think is a big game because you are seeing the future of this organization debut.
Mm-hmm.
But like a really super big game, when it's something's on like a playoff game, for me, there is nothing that excites me more.
Watching the pitcher warm up?
Than the pitcher leaving the bullpen.
Oh, yeah.
And makes the long walk through the outfield, through the infield to the dugout. There is something very romantic and just so cool about that. Especially when it's a big game. And I will remember when Felix did it 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And everyone got in, you know, was there early to see it.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. It was so cool.
Goosebumps and tears, man.
And I think it's a great There's a lot of great symbolism to it. And I think there's a great time of reflection for somebody like Logan Gilbert tonight that he's made it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in one essence, he's made it. He's made it to the majors.
Yeah.
And for him to make that, wherever how long it takes, 5 minutes to walk from that bullpen to the dugout, it would be great to be inside his brain for a second to see what he's thinking about as he's making that walk. All the practices as a kid, mom and dad shuffling him to Little League, to travel, to baseball, to not being picked in high school.
You're giving me goosebumps.
Right?
I'm getting emotional right now.
To get to college. Probably had doubts in college.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's had people stand in his way and say, you won't make it to the major league.
Ugh.
So all the sacrifices he's had to make, probably all coming streaming through him as he makes that long walk to the dugout. I, for one, to me, is one of the coolest scenes in sports. Now, we've never witnessed it for a playoff game. Well, it's been a long time. and I say that because, one of my favorite memories, I'll be honest, I think it's my top one, is when Randy Johnson did that in the playoffs.
Yeah?
When they brought him against the Yankees, there was nothing better than that. When he came in to face the Yankees. And that place just bleeping lost themselves.
Blew the roof off of the kingdom.
It's going to be really cool tonight. Congratulations, I think, to everyone, to Jerry's department, to everyone that works behind the scenes and the scouts. I think it's a night for them to sit back and go, we haven't reached our goal, but these are the two building blocks we want to build our organization around. And it starts with Gilbert, and it starts with Jared Kelnick tonight. Well, we'll be in the stands tonight on our Tinder date, getting after it.
Just remember to swipe right, or you won't be able to
find. Hey, Green Jackets, don't kick us out if we're kissing, all right?
They say, hey, Dale,
let two grown men make out, all right?
It's the unvaccinated section, damn it.
That's right.
Or the vaccinated section, sorry.
I'm going to go full deep throat on Slick Ogden. all right.
Just caress my hair when you do it, man.
Damn right, boy. What did we miss, come to mind?
When the going got tough, the tough had to distance, making things even tougher. But just like you, Keel Mortgage continues to persevere, seeking opportunities for our clients to save money. This is Laura Keel. If you'd like to see if you can save money by refinancing your current mortgage or eliminating monthly mortgage payments altogether through a reverse mortgage, call us today at Keel, 1-888-778-KIEL.
Mortgage Master Service Corporation, CL 40445, Equal Housing.
Talking Slick with you here on an 80s Throwback Thursday. Celebrate the greatest decade. We are on the Guild Mortgage Studio, guildmortgage.com, building lifetime connections since 1960. Reach out to April, Team April, the Federal Way Branch, 206-550-7793. Come on, what does this song remind you of?
Credit Kid.
Never mind. You finished all of it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Got it. Did she not age?
My God.
Did Elizabeth Shue not age? And sorry if we're spoiling it for you, but whatever. Elizabeth Shue comes back.
Well,
the show's been out for months, so I mean.
She was in Back to the Future, so maybe she just jumped in that time machine.
But how did she not look like she aged one bit? And did you watch the submarine movie on Apple Plus with Tom Hanks?
Mm-mm.
She's in that, too, briefly.
Yeah.
She has an age.
Jeez.
She had to be in her 50s, right?
Yeah.
How old is Elizabeth Shue? She has to be. Well, whatever.
Let's say she was like 25, and that was in that mid-80s. So, yeah, she's got to be mid-50s. Yeah, got to be.
Wow, she looks 57.
Good Lord.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Well, whatever she's been doing.
It's a big yep for me,
my
dog.
God. Can I tell you her best movie?
Sure.
Adventures in Babysitting.
I was hoping you would say
such
that.
Such a great movie. God, it's such a great
movie. Wait. Don't nobody leave this place without singing the blues.
Such a great movie.
Yes.
All the official, would you like all the official roster moves the Mariners made today? Logan Gilbert, Jared Kelnick, Paul Sewald, all selected from Tacoma. Mm-hmm. Sewald's a pitcher, too. He's a right-hand pitcher.
Yep.
Aaron Fletcher, left-hand pitcher, optioned to Tacoma.
Right.
Wyatt Mills, optioned to Tacoma, right-hand pitcher. Taylor Trammell was optioned to Tacoma. Margavis was transferred to the 60-day DL. LJ Newsome transferred to the 60-day IL. And Braden Bishop was designated for assignment.
Yeah, that part made me sad.
So Newsome, there's worry that it could be Tommy John.
Right. Looking more and more like that.
So everyone's all fired up on the text line.
So Mark Gavish, he's not coming back anytime soon either.
Saying he didn't guarantee. All that, that service said last night was that he's on the roster.
Right. Okay.
Now listen. I know that they are kind of some putzes down there. He's going to be in the lineup. They're not calling Jared Kelnick up to have him sit down tonight.
Skip the lay of the land.
Come on, guys. Let's just hypothetically entertain that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
If they call him up tonight, or, you know, well, he is, and don't play him tonight.
Well, we're going to have fun tomorrow.
The guy on the mound's a righty. He's playing. He's going to be in the wherever he's going to play. He's going to be in the lineup tonight.
They might be
calling
leading
up Jared Kelnick, their number one prospect, to have him sit on the bench tonight, guys.
I mean, he's been leading off this whole time in, I say this whole time, all six games in Double A, right? So,
hell, lead him off. I don't care.
He might be leading off.
God, that'd be great. Well, tonight's going to be fun. Slickhawk and I will be there. We'll be in the vaccinated section, so we'll be pouring our beers on people that are not.
Shame.
Come on, you want to sit with the fine folks, get vaccinated, folks. We're getting deals on hot dogs tonight, beer, popcorn, kettle corn.
Yeah, 20%
peanuts,
off.
Peanuts.
Yeah, and we'll be there in our CS Rise t-shirts.
Yeah,
those are free for us.
Do they have a shower curtain size for me? Did you already order it? Or we just
no, that we'd get it when we're there. If it's anything like the Felix t-shirts, it will be a belly button shower. Remember Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, right.
Yes, sir.
Well, would you get a medium?
No, like the biggest size that they would have in those Felixes are extra large.
Oh. And that's kind of that material that once you wash it shrinks to where your kids can wear it.
Oh, yeah. I don't even use a dryer in my house because I can't do it. You've seen what's on my shirts. Yeah. Snuck in that dryer.
Someone says, hey, man, geez, Puck, you need a smoke after that? Yeah, I do. I'm excited about tonight. I really am. man, we've been waiting a long time. Okay. I'm so damn tired of waiting. I just want to see if whatever this works.
Yeah. Well, and this has been my thing this whole time is that every other team, whether it's Byron Buxton or Carlos Correa or Corey Seager or Juan Soto or Fernando Tatis Jr., like all these prospects, these top prospects come up and have this success and it's a big, exciting day for them. And it's never us. It never gets to be us. Well, today, damn it, it's us.
We got a pitcher on the mound who Jerry DePoto said today, expect him to throw 80 to 85 pitches. That's right, because he'll get through 8 innings of that.
Oh, sure.
And we'll wait and see when the lineup should be out soon, right?
I'm pumped that we got to talk to him this week.
We did. In case you missed it, we had Logan Gilbert on the program on Monday because we're forward thinkers. It's up on the podcast on the iHeartRadio page and on the iHeartRadio app. So download the iHeartRadio app today. You can listen to us on the move, on the go. And all of our podcasts are up there. Fun interview with Logan. I think we opened him up a little bit.
A little bit. You know, we gave him some advice about a town he's never going to see again, but that's okay.
Boring, you know, questions. Oh, what's your best pitch? We'll save that for the guys in the afternoon. Well, like, what's your best? No, that's an unfair shot. That was a nice. I shouldn't have said that.
I'll tell you what his best pitch is. That easy 95.
That was unfair. Where's your head at tonight? Make your start.
You guys please tell Sophie that Snapchat is just for
looking forward to it. Yeah, we had fun with him. Found out what he did in the off season. He's riding an old Schwinn around town. He hasn't seen Dazed and Confused, so he didn't get our Mitch reference.
Right, that's okay. A little old for him.
He knew his Stetson trivia. Pitchers that came before him.
Yeah.
Good.
I didn't know that. Stetson.
Not drafted out of high school?
Right. They don't draft guys out of high school, this group. Really. I mean, not high. Not high like that.
He doesn't really seem like they do.
They value that kind
of
college
I'm just saying he wasn't drafted at all. I mean, he wasn't not drafted out of high school.
Right.
Which is, you know, sometimes it's kind of rare when a guy is a first-round pick of, you know, eventually going to college that mm-hmm. he was drafted in high school but elected to go to college.
Yeah.
But he just wasn't. He was a late bloomer. He admitted gotcha. That. He's a late bloomer. We asked him if he was ready to go. He said, yep, I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, do you think he knew on Monday?
No.
Yeah, I'm wondering if he did or not.
I'm thinking, I mean, I'm sure he thought about it.
Yeah.
But look, like I said, Friday night, Jerry DePoto was there. So I just wonder if he's just there just to get his eyes on both of these guys. And,
yeah.
You know, I think maybe that was just kind of the last check of the box, the last buster check.
Yep.
You know, get his eyes on him and says they're ready.
Well, it'll be fun to be in the ballpark tonight to see it. We'll get in there a little bit early, and we'll set the scene. We may go Instagram Live.
No, I don't think we're going to do
that. We're having drinks. I'm going to be getting my beer on.
I guess we could do like...
We're not going to do anything. We're not working. No, we're not paid for work to work.
I know, I'm just...
Hours. You know what? We'll work the hours we work.
Pre-game in the pen. Party with Puck and Slick.
Yeah. Damn right. That's going to be fun. Just, they don't have to be spectacular tonight.
But don't be a dud. Let's not have tonight be the night you get one hit. Zach Plesac, pretty good pitcher they're going up against.
Yeah.
Let's not, you know. I am willing.
Who the hell do the Indians even have?
As Plesac is my fantasy pitcher, I am willing to set that aside.
It's 2-3, the 3.83 ERA.
Blow him up. Get to him. They got some players.
I love when you say that.
They got some players.
Of course they've got some players.
Franmil Reyes. How about that? It's pretty good.
Yeah, you really broke that down. Really good.
Jose Ramirez still there?
Yeah, third.
He's pretty good.
Eddie Rosario in left field. Harold Ramirez, but I can just think of Harold Ramos. He's in center. Josh Naylor's in right field.
Yep.
Franmil Reyes is your DH.
Mm-hmm.
Cesar Hernandez, your second baseman. Jack Bauer. Bauer's first baseman. Austin Hedges, your catcher. You know who's their third catcher? Who now is their backup catcher? I assume Hedges is the starter now since Perez is hurt.
In Cleveland, backup catcher.
God almighty.
Somebody who's been here?
Yeah, Rene Rivera.
Oh! He's been a hot second here.
Now, this is a bunch of no-names. I mean, God. I mean, I wouldn't say no-names, but this is not a bunch of
Well, look at their
names.
Record.
God. And how are they 20-14?
They have good pitching. They got, what, Bieber, right? Plesac?
They got Sean Bieber. They got Plesac.
Clevinger? Or, no, they traded Clevinger.
Aaron Civale? Civale? Tristan McKenzie?
McKenzie, he's not bad.
20-14.
Young pitcher. They Damn. Have good pitching.
Jeez. Well, we're going to mow him down tonight.
Great.
Plesac, you got Stan. No. Is that Plesac, is that related to the guy that's on MLB Network? Dan Plesac? He's got to be, right? I think it is. I think that's his nephew. I think
probably.
This is his nephew.
Good chance, probably.
All right. Well, they make their debut tonight.
Remember, the club suspended Plesac last year because
he... Was he one of the guys that went on the...
Well, he went out to, like, the club, yeah, and then he was the one who was unapologetic after.
Yeah, well, we hate him because he's one of these anti-vaxxer guys, probably.
Probably.
Yeah, I guarantee. Look at him. He looks like an anti-vaxxer.
Do you think?
Yeah, he does. Coming off a great start, though. 8 innings, 3 hit ball, and a 3-0 loss to the Reds. 7 strikeouts, no walks.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, but Kelnick's going to take him deep.
Well, that's what he does.
What if he goes deep tonight?
First pitch. First batter, first pitch.
Oh, I want him to
pimp. See you later!
I want him to pimp it so hard, too. Just, I mean.
I bet he would head down, run around the bases.
Apparently, he's got his own clothing line.
I saw that.
Divish had tweeted it out that he's got his own clothing line. And he tweeted out
shop.kelnick.com.
He's got his own clothing line.
And God, when you go there, the photo that pops up.
What can we get it? What can we get?
It's a giant photo of him like weightlifting. It's a bunch of like athletic wear.
Who doesn't need athletic
wear? Hoodies, sweatpants, joggers.
Okay.
I think kid would really like this, actually, this jogger.
This is his this is kind of kid stuff.
Black hoodie, white jogger, black jogger. He's got his own logo, of course.
What's his logo?
It's a J, and then the swoopy part of the J is the beginning part of the K. It's a JK.
This guy just oozes just me. You know what I mean? He just...
Oh, here's a picture on the golf course.
God bless him.
Putter in hand, pointing at the camera.
You hate him if you play against him. You're going to love him. He's on your team. He's going to let... He's going to let you know. You want me to excite you anymore? You want to light up a cigarette right now? Hey, everyone that's listening right now, you want to hear some comments from DePoto?
Sure.
Or you can light up a smoke, a little heater action, maybe a little ramen. We used to call it Romulan for some reason. I don't know why.
Why? Isn't that something from Star Trek?
No clue.
I think that's something from Star Trek, Romulan.
It could be. Sit back, spark a dart, put your hands down your pants. Jerry DePoto on Julio Rodriguez, quote, I don't want to suppose that that's likely to happen 2021. Talking about him coming up to the majors.
Wait, what?
Yes. DePoto said, but Julio is the kind of player that can easily move multiple levels in one season. And it wouldn't be entirely shocking based on his personality and his tool set to see him jump two or three levels.
Bring them all up right now.
Bring them up right now, man.
You know what that says to me?
So do you
think
we'll see...
your days are numbered.
Do you see who you think we'll see?
No.
I think we'll see him in September for sure.
Well, they don't do like the whole September call-ups thing anymore, do they?
Do they really?
I thought they did away with that.
I still think you're going to see him. I think you're going to see him.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, my God, he just...
What if it's the deadline? What if at the deadline they move Haniger and they bring him up?
He certainly didn't shut it down. He just admitted this guy can jump three levels.
Well, he's ready to jump to double A right now.
He's murdering the ball. If you want to go watch him play,
you better do it now.
You've got like maybe a day or two more because he's killing the ball in Everett.
He's going to be in Arkansas next week. That's exciting.
Oh, I don't know what else we missed. That's about it. What a day. Pac-12's got a new president.
Klyavkov?
Pac-12's got a new commissioner.
Klyavkov?
What are we
George
calling?
George Klyavkov?
Doesn't sound right. George Klyavkov.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound right. Georgie K. He ran MGM Sports and Entertainment. We got the Seahawks schedule coming out. Slickhawk says 11-6. I got 10-7. We'll see.
10-7, the new 10-6?
I don't know what it is. 10-7 sucks. That doesn't sound good.
Doesn't. 11-6 sounds solid, though.
Yeah, 11-6 sounds good. Yeah. 11-6.
Huh.
Hey, by the way, I've written this down. I want to get to it. Have you glanced at what Shohei Ohtani has done?
How's he not the MVP?
He has to be, right?
Right?
So the other night in his start, he pitched 7 innings. He allowed 1 run. He struck out 10. He was also the number 2 hitter. Did you also see what Joe Madden did to him later in the game? Because they didn't want to take his bat out.
He's not going
to
pitch the whole game. They took him out, right?
They took him out. And he put him in right field.
To keep
his bat in the lineup.
He's
the first pitcher in modern era to strike out 40 or more batters and allow fewer than a dozen hits over his first 5 starts. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
His 10 home runs are now 1 shy of the major league lead. He also has 6 stolen bases, which is tied for 9th. He has an ERA of 2.10. He has an OPS of 903. Good God.
Wow.
What a freak.
He does it all. You know who else has 10 home runs now? Mitchie Haniger.
There you go. Way to go, Mitchie. Yeah, Mitchie's days could be numbered. Old Julio Rodriguez.
What could you... I mean, now let's think about this. What could
if
you actually
get? If he jumped three levels.
the way Haniger? The way he's playing now, and I think he still have a year or two of club control.
I mean, something. Sure.
You should be able to get something pretty good something for Mitch Haniger.
Teams desperate enough. Playoff push.
Yeah.
But maybe the playoff push starts tonight with Gilbert and Kelner.
Starts right now.
Starts right now.
Get to 500 tonight and never look back.
Damn right.
Telling you, tomorrow we're going to come in here. We're not going to care about that 5-3 loss to the Indians. No way.
No way. No, I'm not going to lose. Can't lose tonight. Can't lose tonight.
Oh, they certainly can, Jason, and you know it.
All right. That's it for
plowing ahead.
Coming up next, it's the mayor.
He's in Wisconsin.
Hey, Dick Fain here. We're getting closer to summer. We're also getting closer to normalcy. What does that all mean? It means more family, more friends, more hosting parties inside and outside your home. And if your home is anything like mine, it's been, well, lived in the last year. Mine was in desperate need of help, but where do you turn? You turn to the best, Alpine Specialty Cleaning. Alpine just came out to my house twice recently to thoroughly clean my carpets and then a little later on to clean my patios, walkways, and outdoor seating areas. The job they did was nothing less than perfect. Stubborn stains on the inside made by my kids and maybe my wife and me as well with a wine spill or two just melted away thanks to their super truck and its 265-degree steam sanitation. And those grimy, mossy buildups we get on our patios living here in the Northwest, you could eat off my patio right now. Not that I'd recommend it, but you could. Don't wait another minute. Hosting time is finally back. Get your home hospitality ready by calling Alpine 206-501-2223 and Alpine Clinic.
Coach, I'll just tell it like it is. A lot of lack of discipline, at least in the first half here.
Who made you the coach?
No one.
You guys please tell Sophie that Snapchat is just for... So make sure your kids know how to feed themselves, how to make their freaking bed, and how to be responsible, and how to be nice. Make sure you're not raising a bunch of little you know what I'm saying?
And that's Lisa Wilson. She is the mother of Zach Wilson. She is, of course, she's been a personal favorite of mine for many years, but even better. Going on an Instagram rant last night.
What was her problem?
Well,
she has several.
Well, would you like me to go through it again, sir?
Okay.
She has a problem against Disney World.
So we only made it about 4 hours today at Disney World because my family kind of hates amusement parks. First of all, it was harder than hell out there, like a church. And Disney, you're kind of mask holes. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
They're what?
Mask holes.
Why? Because they make them wear masks?
Yeah. Okay. And it was hot out there. Hotter than a moor in church. Now replace, moor, right? What does that rhyme with? Hotter than church, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, she doesn't like Snapchat either.
You guys please tell Sophie that Snapchat is just for...
Who's Sophie?
Sophie's the daughter, I think.
Okay.
And Snapchat's for a bunch of moors.
Apparently.
And
all right, good.
And she wants, you don't know this, she's like an Instagram star. She does videos for meal prep. She's a big meal prep mom. And so she wants her kids. She does these videos on Instagram for meal preps for your family and getting your kids to make the meals so you don't have to do it. And
she's LDS, right?
I don't know. I'm going to assume that she is.
Play the clip.
Oh, yeah. I think she is. This one.
I was trying to hold back a little bit for all my new New York followers. I didn't want to freak anybody out. The first time I say the word... Everybody's like, are you Mormon? Why does everybody always ask that question? Why does it really matter as long as I'm a good person? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Okay. What's it matter as long as she's a good person?
Yeah. Well, make sure your kids know how to feed themselves, how to make their freaking bed, and how to be responsible, and how to be nice. Make sure you're not raising a bunch of little you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, hey now. The meal prep, I was wondering if is it like daily meal prep, or is it one of those ones where they store in their basement for months for years for the apocalypse
happens? I think Ian. I think both.
Survivalist?
Yeah.
Like it's. Yeah. I called it a wine cellar when I lived there. I was looking for houses in Salt Lake. They call it meal storage in case
well, you use it for whatever you wish.
Yeah. Okay. That's why I was wondering, like, is she prepping, like, these massive amounts of food that you can store?
Not for the end of the world, Ian, where they hopefully can take over the world once they come up for their bunkers.
Right.
I think more just about getting your kids through the day.
When I mentioned to someone, we were looking at our first house there, and I said, this would be a great wine cellar. And the look on the face was like, you heathen. Like,
you guys please tell Sophie that Snapchat is just for...
While you're waiting out the apocalypse and waiting for everybody up above surface to die off, why would you not want a nice Bordeaux?
That's what I said.
A Cabernet.
I didn't really care about having 18 bags of rice down there. I want
I want to eat.
I want a Merlot.
Give me a Bordeaux and a charcuterie plate. Call me good.
That's just what we're good at that point, right? Absolutely.
Why are you all dressed up? You have TV tonight?
I'm not dressed up. I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
Well, you combed your hair.
Yeah, I am. I got TV tonight, so.
Yeah?
Oh, you're on the big news tonight.
I like how you have, it's either if I have a hat on, I'm just going out. If I got, if I comb my hair, it's a big deal. It's like a,
But I'm always right.
Because why would any of us ever comb our hair right now?
It's the beauty of it. That's why when they bring up things like StreamYard and all that, they want us to be on, you know, on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, we do radio for a reason.
Okay, so you're doing the news tonight. You're doing the sports tonight.
It's a busy night.
What?
It's a busy night.
And so you'll be all over Gilbert Kelenic. That'll be the lead story tonight.
News wants to do Pac-12 commissioner in the early shows over Kelenic and Gilbert.
Why?
But I try to argue these questions. Listen, man.
Who's running it? What are we doing here?
You are preaching to the choir, sir. I know. I know.
How do we say his name again?
Kulikov. Right? Isn't it?
No,
Kliavikov. Kliavikov.
Now I'm confused.
It's Tender. Kliavikov.
It's what?
Kliavikov.
No.
Kliavikov.
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 I don't. I got.
Excuse me, sir. Did you come down with the Kliavikov?
Kliavikov.
Yeah.
Sir, doctor, I just injured.
Their pronunciation. They said out.
I just injured my Kliavikov.
Kliavikov. Kliavikov.
Kliavikov.
Kliavikov.
Did your mom ever walk in on you?
Turn your head left and Kliavikov.
Did your mom ever walk in with you with your hand down your Kliavikov?
No, just the other way around. my hand.
Kliavikov's down your mom.
Whoa, your mom was down. Your hand was down your mom.
Kliavikov.
Hey! Is crosstalk done yet? Are we done?
No, we're not done, Ian. Go ahead and explain. Do you want to lie down and talk about your mom and your Kliavikov?
My Kliavikovs. Kliavikovs.
I'm calling him Georgie K. Did he really say in the interview that he's moving to San Francisco?
Yes, he did.
So they're not moving to Vegas?
No, they're not. He's taking his whole family and moving to San Francisco.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Are we sure they don't have the same crap lease that we have here at this place?
Well, maybe they have to stay there one more year and then they can leave.
The lease where they have to shove into a quarter of the space now?
Okay. Yeah. I didn't say that.
We've got the George Seelig, Marty Seelig lease. Maybe that's what the Pac-12 has.
Not me.
I got no problem. I have no problem criticizing this, man. That's
hey.
None.
So he's not moving to Vegas?
I'm going to miss my desk. doesn't look like it.
Oh, my God.
That's got to be a lease issue or something.
Come on. All right. We got you and your Kliavikov.
Yes,
what else
like
today?
I'm excited for that, too.
Keith Law is going to join us.
He touched me with his Kliavikov.
And then we'll head to Vegas, find out about this Kliavikov. Get a diagnosis.
You're going to get a diagnosis of your Kliavikov?
Please turn left.
Kliavikov is like something that Softy probably has, like a boil on his face. Oh, that's got another Kliavikov.
You look at my Kliavikov, please?
Yeah.
Are all the Pac-12 media guys, are they all upset because they haven't heard of this guy? I'm still upset about that. You know, because they wanted Gene Smith or whatever. I'm glad. I don't know about you, Puck. Thank God it's not Gene Smith.
Hey, I don't want
Gene Smith because that means our guy leaves.
I kind of like that. I don't know what to think.
Like his resume.
That leaves the possibility it could be good.
Yeah. Or it could be really bad.
Well, there's that too.
Because they really just hired Larry Scott 2.0. Kind
of. He's coming off the women's tennis tour. I think
that's true. I'm excited.
This guy embraces gambling.
That's what I want to move there. Let's go. All right. Vanessa's next. We'll see you tomorrow. Promise to be better.